A delegation from the Industrial and Commercial Bank of China has called on Vice President John Mahama at the capital to explore avenues of cooperation, particularly in the railway sector. The group, led by the chairman of the bank, Jiang Jiangquin, expressed interest in funding the Eastern Corridor rail lines. Vice President Mahama said Ghana can now boast of about $4 billion foreign reserves, and so it's credible enough to negotiate huge loans for development. Pascaline Adadivo reports.
The Industrial and Commercial Bank of China is the largest bank of China's big four state-owned commercial banks. It has assets of $1.9 trillion and a customer base of 270 million. The bank has offered a $2.5 billion loan facility to Angola, for which the country is using its oil as collateral. Botswana is also a beneficiary of a $900 million loan facility from the ICBC. This background positions the bank as a credible partner. Its delegation seeks to dialogue with government on ways to fund the Eastern Corridor Road project and the Central and Eastern Rail Lines, which stretch from Tema to Accra, Accra in Sawam and in Sawam Kumasi. These will link the Buankra inland port, which is strategic for promoting business among countries. Speaking through an interpreter, Mr. Zhang noted that Ghana has good control of inflation while enhancing her GDP, so doing business with her is worthwhile. The group expressed interest in investing in Agric as well. Vice President John Mahama said it is prestigious that a bank of this standard has come to partner government. He spoke of the importance of roads and railways in the development of every country. He said Ghana's foreign reserve is about $4 billion, and this makes her credible enough to take credit loan facilities from other huge economies. This is also so because of the infrastructure deficits in energy, bridges and harbor. Vice President Mahama said currently the country is moving away from feeding its citizens to being a net exporter of food. For Radio Ghana, Pascaline Adadevo, Accra.